this morning, my privilege to share this passage of scripture with my brother Robert. And before we get started, we asked the good Bob Lewis to pray over us this morning, that we would speak what Christ has us to speak, and not necessarily what we've planned. Bob?
Join me in a word of prayer.
Let those of you with ears to hear the message that God has laid on the hearts of Pastor Jeff and Pastor Robert. We ask, Lord, that your spiritual eyes will see Jesus this morning, and that you will be empowered what you hear from God's word this morning. As God has given the elders the authority to bind up and tie up Satan and say you're not allowed in this sanctuary, we exercise that authority here this morning and kick Satan out the front door. He's not welcome here. Under the same authority that God has given to the elders, we welcome the Holy Spirit. We loosen the Holy Spirit up. We ask that it flood this auditorium, this sanctuary, and that Pastor Jeff and Robert will have the Holy Spirit lead them in their message here this morning. And we just thank you, Lord, for them. Special blessing on them as they bring us God's message this morning. Amen.
Thanks, Bob. That's why he's the good Bob Lewis. Oh, it's so good. Hey, I really believe with all my heart that God wants to bring some healing this morning. And while we're speaking, I'm just listening. I just want you to know I'm listening to what I believe God has for us this morning. Anytime you have the opportunity to talk about the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, something takes place. And I believe that you are not here this morning by accident. I don't believe you're here this morning by accident. I believe that you're here this morning because God wants to do something deep down in your soul that's gonna change and affect you. We've been going through this series on we want to see Jesus. We want to see this guy that gets talked about all the time. He gets several different titles. He gets explained away, dismissed. But his story stands the test of time. We talked about several aspects, and we're talking about several aspects of Christ in our lives. We talked about a couple weeks ago, Jesus the townie, the fact that he's present wherever he goes. Wherever he shows up, he becomes present in that situation, in your situation. We asked you to do some homework, to identify moments in your life when you felt like, wow, something just happened in my life. There was a shift that took place, and God did something, spoke to me in some way, shape, or form. Last week, we talked about Jesus the sage, or the one who has all wisdom and power and authority. And I asked you to do something very important in any kind of interaction with Jesus. Trust that he was who he said he was. And this morning, we want to talk to you about Jesus the empowered. Part of the amazing thing about Jesus is he is deity. He's the Son of God, 100%. He's God, 100%. And yet he comes down in human form, 100%. And he takes on the power of the Holy Spirit. And he models it for you and for me. Everything that Christ did on this earth, he did through the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit. He emptied himself of his godness, and he allowed the Holy Spirit to flow in and through him to model for you and for me what the Christian life is all about. If you've been around on this planet more than 5 years, you know that for whatever reason, we value or go after power. Right? From nursery school, there is power struggle over who's going to get the truck or the Barbie. It's a power struggle. We go after this thing called power. Occasionally, when I'm surfing the web, I come across something that's pretty stupid, and I think, how did we get to this point? Is there a next level of craziness? This week, I saw this clip on YouTube that just blew my mind. And it was this guy making an electric guitar. An electric guitar. And he starts talking to the camera, "Hey, you know, I heard about this thing called the electric guitar, and I decided I wanted to make an electric guitar." So he has this box, the square box with a neck on it like a guitar has. He's like, "Here's my guitar. It's made out of wood. It's made out of this and that." And then all you have to do is you have to get some wires. You get some wires and you run the wires down from the top. I just screwed them in with bolts. I screwed it at the top and at the bottom. I screwed it in, right? And so then the only thing you need at this point is power. You need power. And then it shows the bottom half of the guitar, and there was these wires connected to the bottom half of the guitar. And I realized those wires are connected to an outlet plug. And I'm like, "No, he's not going to do this." And they fault the plug down, and he had it plugged directly into the wall. Okay, some of you forgot science class. Wooden box, metal, wires, bolts, connected directly in to an outlet. And I'm like, "No, he's not going to do this. He's not going to do this." And he goes, "Now all you have to do is strum the guitar." I'm like, "This is not for real." And he strums the guitar. And all of a sudden, the guitar goes flying. He goes thrown into the camera that he has set up. And all you see is the... Now, I don't know if that was for real. I don't know if it was just all fake. But sometimes, as we're looking for power, we look for it in the wrong place. We look for it in the wrong place. And we get plugged into the wrong thing. And I'm here to tell you this morning, the only thing that you need to be plugging into for power is the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's look at Luke chapter 4 this morning. Luke chapter 4, it's on page 995 in your pew Bible. We're having Wi-Fi problems, so if you're trying to get on Wi-Fi device, it's probably not going to happen. So go old-fashioned, get out the Bible in front of you, page 995, Luke chapter 4. And this story, this is really cool. And it's really a snapshot of one day in the life of Christ. We've got a snippet of time, 40 days at the beginning, and a little bit of time at the end. In the middle is this one-day snapshot of what it's like to live empowered by the Holy Spirit. And so keep this in mind. Jesus is fully God and fully man, but he's using the power of the Holy Spirit to do what he's doing. And it says, he went, in Luke chapter 4, verse 2, he went for 40 days, he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing in those days, and at the end, he was hungry. Yes, I would be too. He's going to a quiet place to spend some time with God, and immediately, the enemy of his soul and yours and mine shows up. And he tempts Jesus in three separate ways. He tempts him with his hunger. He goes after the hunger thing. And every single time, Christ comes back with Scripture. Every single time the enemy comes after him, he comes back with Scripture. "Jesus, you're hungry. Eat something. Man must not live by bread alone. Jesus, I can give you authority and power. It's been given to me. I can give it to you. All you have to do is take it." "Worship the Lord and serve him only," Jesus' response. He stands in a high place. Satan brings him to a high place. He says, "Throw yourself down. Surely you're the Son of God, and you'll be protected." He says, "Is it not written, he commands angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot or against any stone." And Jesus' response to him is, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test. You're testing me. Don't test my Father. It's going to be a bad outcome." This whole